All right, back in the basement studio once again. He's Robbie, I'm Mike. Thanks for hanging out with us. Robert, how are you? How's your week?
Awful.
Yeah?
Awful work week.
Awful work week?
Awful.
Awful work week. Well, anything in particular, just busy?
Nope. No, just everything on fire.
Just everything on fire?
Fires everywhere.
Yeah, that's the worst.
And I was the effing fireman, so that's never a good time.
It seems that that tends to happen. You don't really care about the fires if you're not the fireman.
No.
Not at work, anyways.
No, yeah. I mean, you know, anything you want to say, S runs downhill, and I was at the bottom with my mouth open, you know, all that. I mean.
Well, your mouth didn't have to be open.
Oh, it was.
It was?
I mean, it was. I mean, it didn't have to be.
It just was.
But it just was.
It just was. Anything in particular or just bad luck?
Just things going wrong. You know, maybe you don't know, but computer software is just.
Yeah, I mean, I did tech support for a long time.
In the software industry.
Here's the thing. I think a couple of years ago, if you would have said something like that, people would have been like, well, how am I supposed to know I work in so-and-so? But now there's very few industries where someone's not using some sort of computer software at some point. So everyone knows that when a piece of software goes down, it can really hinder what you do. Therefore, there's going to be some urgency, and that's where you come into play.
Yeah, and I'm the intermediary. My official role is customer success manager.
You know what? I really do love those titles that the corporate world's come up with, and that almost makes me wish that radio did the same thing. Like, and they just started making up. Like, I'm a morning
mouth musician.
I was gonna be a morning listener. Morning listener therapist. No, I can't be a therapist. I'll come up with something.
Yeah. But basically, I'm just the intermediary between customer and corporate.
Yeah.
And it's awful.
The customer can't just call corporate.
Yeah. I'm not support because support's more technical than I am.
Yeah.
They're a level above, but it's just rough, you know, I wear so many hats and it's just a lot.
Yeah. I think that is something that, again, everyone can relate to here in 2024.
Anyway, but you know, this is my job. It is what it is. This is why I get paid the big bucks.
The big bucks, as you said. All right. Well, we got a lot to get into
today.
How was
your week?
It's awful. And I will tell you that it went severely downhill after you saw me on Thursday.
Oh.
So we'll get into that on the other side right
Sixers
here.
Sixers lost.
That's nothing to do with it.
Okay.
Flight directors, I want the go, no, go for launch. Retro.
Go flight.
Booster.
Go flight.
Inco.
Go flight.
Trajectory.
Go flight.
Fido.
Go flight.
Ava.
Go flight.
Capcom Freedom.
Go flight.
Capcom Independence.
Go flight.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's pucker time.
Oh, not again.
This is the 222 Podcast with Mike Keller.
The jerk store called. They're running out of you.
And Robbie Lessig.
You just made the list.
Follow the show on Facebook at facebook.com/MikeAndRobbie and at Mike and Robbie on Twitter. Plus, you can send them an email at 222MR@gmail.com.
We're ready to believe you.
Now, here's Mike.
It's Miller time.
All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Another episode of the 222 Podcast. He's Robbie. I'm Mike. Thanks for hanging out with us here. It's a Friday in the basement studio. Hope you had a nice week. It has for sure been the nicest week weather-wise, at least for a extended period of time that we've had. I got to go all the way back to the fall, I think, so we had a week as nice as this.
I'm ready for summer.
Yeah, I'm done with the colder weather. Now, it is going to cool off a little bit this weekend, but upper 50s, mid-60s, with that. I just don't want to see any other colder temperatures. Next week, though, I think it gets right back up into the 70s.
I don't want to see a 4.
No, no more 4s.
No.
I haven't even seen 4s when I wake up in the morning and go to work anymore. It's been like 59.
I want to see 5, 6s, 7s, and 8s.
Yeah.
It's like my personal.
I was going to see if you wanted to tip that one.
Anything higher than 8.
Probably not coming.
Got a stretch.
Yep. anyways, it is. It's good to be here. Another episode of the show. Hanging out with you, hopefully, for the entire hour this time. I have to apologize because last time we were here, we had to cancel because of my back. I will tell you, it went severely downhill after that. Thursday night, I didn't do anything. I went right to bed. Friday, I woke up, Robbie, and no joke, I could barely get out of bed. I could barely move. By the end of the show, I could barely stand up. I came home, got into bed upstairs, got up to pee a couple hours later, and couldn't move again. I had to call Julie to come home. We called an ambulance. I was in the ER on Friday night.
An ambulance?
I could not move. Robbie, I could not get up out of bed. It took me 10 minutes to get out of bed and to get down, just to get out of bed. And then I walked downstairs and got to the sofa, and that was as far. I could not have gotten the car. Could not have laid in the car. Could not have sat in the car. I could barely walk out of the house without the pain like knocking me over.
Oh, my God. And you didn't tell me this?
I went bugging. When I got, what? Me telling you that I'm in the ER, what's that going to do to you?
It's comedy gold. I want to come visit you.
No, I was only in the ER, but I was only there for a little bit. But they pumped me full of all kinds of drugs. And, you know, I had steroids. I had, what's that, the pain root.
Dilaudid.
I had Dilaudid.
Ooh, that's the best.
Well, I was in there. Well, it was, again, I couldn't move.
So what was the diagnosis?
We don't know. I called my surgeon, and they're still battling with the insurance company to get me an MRI. And without the MRI, how do you know?
Yeah, you don't, you don't.
I'm just in the waiting game. It's 100% better. Not 100%. 95% better.
Yeah.
I was able to have enough drugs in me
to
that
move.
I could go to Lena's show on Saturday and basically make it through the entire show.
Yeah.
But that was all I did the entire weekend. Other than I was laying down and not really doing all that much. And I'm just glad I'm upright, because it was as bad. That pain was worse than any pain I have ever had, even going back to my back prior. It never had me, my back prior, that I couldn't move. You know what I mean? I could walk around. I was in pain, but I was never stuck in a bed like I was on Friday afternoon.
I wonder if something
I don't know.
Came loose.
I don't know. Thank goodness. So, but I could feel it. Like Thursday night, even Thursday afternoon, I told you, it just felt like it was locked up.
Yeah.
And normally, when that's locked like that, I lay down, I give it a break.
You're good.
If not the next day, the day after that, I'm good. But I normally don't take a nosedive overnight. It just went from bad to worse. I knew I was in trouble when I pulled into the parking lot at the station on Friday, and like it was everything I had to get out of the car. Everything I had. And every time I'd stand up, Bob thought I was going to go over. Like I had to get up in between segments just because I couldn't sit anymore. Everything hurt.
Wow.
It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous.
How'd that show go?
Not well. I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you what we talked about, what we did. Or anything. I just tried to get through it.
Jeez.
And get home. Because right after that, I got out the door and came home. And like I said, then it just went. Took
should've
a
called
big
me.
Nosedive.
I took care of it.
Took care of what?
Your show.
You took care of the show?
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know what buttons to push. But.
No. And so neither of you, both you and Bob, could have just stared at each other.
Yeah.
For a little bit.
I mean, I could have read the commercials.
You could have what?
Read the commercials. And like, well. Sponsored by Redners.
But they
got good food.
You would have just read the title of the commercial.
Yeah. And all made right. stuff up.
All right.
And popcorn's then, great.
Yep.
Yeah. They got beer there. They got meals to go.
What if it was a company you'd not heard of?
I would.
Overhead Door Company of Reading.
What company?
Yeah, Overhead Door.
Overhead Door. Well, they have doors.
What There's kind?
Garage.
Overhead.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, they prevent people from getting out or in. Sturdy, safety. That's a priority.
Yeah. That's the priority at Overhead Door Company.
Overheaddoorcompany.com.
Look at you. Look at you. I mean, you're a marketing genius is
I
what
mean,
you are.
Seriously.
Yeah. So that was my week. I basically have not done anything all week.
No, pickleball!
I went for a couple walks. I mean, I can't, you know what I mean, run around.
Well, you don't want to really tempt fate.
Well, here's the thing, though. I'm feeling better. The question is, how long do I wait? And at this point, do I even bother paying? Because God knows what it's going to cost to pay out of pocket to get an MRI at this point. Even though I was in the ER, it's going to cost a pretty penny. So the question is, what do I do? Do I pretend it was a one-off? Because here's the thing. I couldn't tell you what I did to hurt it.
Yeah.
It was just something.
And it's like you did anything major to hurt it.
No, I didn't do anything except get in and out of the car, walk to my car, sit at my desk, do a show. It was nothing out of the ordinary. So, like, it's a tough thing. Like, what do you do now? Like, do you wait and see if it hurts again? Do you try to just get back into normal life?
What you could do is see how much the MRI is going to cost you.
Well, again, if I can get the insurance company to say it's okay, every time I call the doctor's office, they haven't heard from anything.
I enjoy insurance companies. That's sarcastic.
Nobody enjoys insurance companies.
That they can dictate what a doctor says.
Yeah. Well, again, here's the issue. I have not seen the surgeon yet. This is from the ER doctor.
Yeah.
And this is us kind of requesting via the ER doctor that I have an MRI. So,
well, maybe the surgeon will have a different take.
I guess without the surgeon, I don't know. Who knows? I just don't know what to do, but we'll figure it out. But that's been my week, basically, just dealing with that nonsense. which has just been a ton of fun.
That's awful.
And I did. They had so many pills, so many, and different kinds: steroids, muscle relaxers, pain pills. Just
all good.
A whole just cocktail of fun stuff. And you have to take five of these, one of that, one every 8 hours, three there, two there. And I will say that I woke up on Sunday morning, and I was a little groggy from all the pills I was on, the muscle relaxers, the pain pills, and I accidentally took way too many of the wrong pill. I thought I was taking five steroids. I did not. So that was a whole thing on Sunday morning where I had to call poison control to see if I was going to be died dead because I took the wrong medicine. But they just said it just could upset your stomach. You'll be fine. But I took like five anti-inflammatories, which apparently is way too many.
Well, it is, but that's better than taking five of like a pain medicine.
No, here's the nice thing. The pain medicine was like the size of a quarter.
Oh, okay.
and everything else. But all the other pills.
Looked the same.
White with a line down the middle.
Yeah.
All of them. They all look exactly
the
same.
Thank God you have Julie, because I don't think you could make it on your own.
Well, she wasn't much help there.
Well, that's true. She needs to like put your pills out for you.
But there is a certain point where you start taking so many pills, and especially when some of them make you a little hazy.
Yeah.
Where I can't imagine I'm the only one who's made that error.
Yeah.
I would imagine it happens more often than not, unfortunately. So it was just a wild medical weekend.
You're such a little puppy.
Here at the
you're a little fragile puppy.
Keller household. If only I was, because it was that bad. It was just bad. All right. Hey, I found this list here. We did some stuff with it on the show. I wanted to run it by you as well. And I think this is something that could really hit you the right way, because it's the top 30 everyday irritations.
Oh,
so this is things that happen on a regular basis. It is not like your back going out or insurance insurance not okay in an MRI. This is stuff that happens on an everyday basis to most people.
Sure.
Or can happen on an everyday basis to most people. Like number one on the list, and something we can all I guess if you can't relate to this, then you're the problem. Owners who don't pick up after their dog. But even that, I bet owners who don't pick up after their dog, if someone else's dog pooped in their yard, they'd complain about those owners.
100%.
It'd be the most hypocritical thing in the world.
But it happens. Nobody likes poop.
No. And I totally get not wanting to pick up poop. I do. I wouldn't want to pick it up either, but guess what? I don't have a dog.
We took a walk, and we saw on somebody else's yard a poop bag. So they cleaned up the poop.
And then threw the bag?
And threw the bag in someone's yard.
How do you feel about them throwing the bag in your trash can?
No. That's the no-no.
I'm okay with it between the months of November and March.
Well, this is why I don't like it, because if that bag breaks, then it's my responsibility to clean up.
Yeah.
Sorry. And I don't have... If that person doesn't have a dog.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
100%.
So like,
even if you do, you don't want to clean it up.
Yeah, I mean,
dog's not pooping in the trash can.
That's like, okay, how about this? I have a 2-year-old who has still a diaper.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw my diaper.
It'd be the same thing.
It's the same thing. Poop is poop. I don't care what anus it comes from.
Yep, it'd be the exact same thing. It's just gross.
No, it's just like.
I hate when they throw it in there too. I'm okay with it during the winter, I guess, because it's an endless. You're not going to win. You can't ever police it. All you can do is complain about it.
Yeah.
So it's just easier to kind of accept it. But I hate it when someone, because my trash gets picked up now on either Thursday or a Wednesday or Thursday. I think it's Thursday. Trash is one day, recycling's the other. I can never keep track. It's so hard when you don't put the trash out anymore, when it's just in your alley, to remember what day is which. I can never keep it straight. So I hate when you go out there and it's like the day after that your trash was picked up. So it's an empty trash can. You look in the trash can or you lift the lid up and there's two bags in there, and now you already have a poop bake smell coming out of
that. And then you put more trash on top of the poop that has to sit there for a week.
Smothers it down. And it just, I don't want to smell poop when I open my trash can.
No, it's disgusting. It's again, I mean, if I had that problem, I would find them and I would go poop in their trash can.
Yeah. If only it was that easy to tell who it was.
You just watch a ring cam.
Watch a ring cam.
Oh, that's Sally from 1347 East Main. Yeah, going to take a dump in your trash can, Sally.
I'm going to guess that if you're willing to let your dog poop in your yard and not clean up after it, that you don't live too close to that person. I don't think it's going to be three people down. This is going to be somebody. You have to at least be three streets over.
You would think so.
Before you're letting somebody poop in the yard.
Can you just imagine, like, Sally comes out and she sees me defecating in her trash can?
unfortunately, as much as you're going to feel like a hero, the cops aren't going to see it that way.
They're like, what are you doing, Mr. Lessig? Well, let me tell you. She threw a bag of poop in mine, so I'm returning the favor.
Yeah, and they're going to go, well, sorry.
Yeah, you're under arrest.
Let's go talk about it in prison.
Yeah.
By the way, and that's going to be the Ring camera of image of you that gets passed around the internet.
I hope so. Just be squeezing.
Just you squatting. Ah! Oh, he needs more wheat. More fiber in that diet. All right, so owners don't pick up after their dogs. That's the prime example of what we're talking about here. Also on here, this is one that, thank goodness, does not happen as often anymore, but being stuck on hold on the phone with the invention of the internet and automated systems, or just doing stuff online, you don't see it as much. But with automated systems, I think what they should have on here, instead of being stuck on the phone, is trying to get a human on the phone. To me, that is worse in 2024 than being stuck, because rarely do you get stuck somewhere on the phone, because every phone system is trying to spit you out the other side.
Live representative, real person, please. Zero customer service. This is what I just do. Live person. Yeah. And I hit zero like 18 times.
Do you remember? That used to work.
Yeah.
You used to be able to hit zero on, it was like the default.
Yeah.
They got rid of that.
Yep.
They were smart enough to get rid of that. Well, Julie, when she called Walmart on Sunday, because she called the pharmacist first. That was the first thing that popped into her mind. So she's going through the Walmart automated system, and I'm laying in the sofa freaking out, right?
Foaming at the mouth. Because you don't know what you're saying. Oh, door.
So I'm laying there foaming at the mouth, twitching, you know, having a grand old time. And I hear her out in the kitchen. Pharmacist! Pharmacist! Pharmacist!
Listen.
It's the worst.
I know I'm on some training recording, because I was fighting with Comcast about switching over my phone. And it was a 2-week endeavor switching numbers from Comcast to Verizon. And it took... And finally, I was screaming at the automated, I want a mother trucking. I mean, I know I'm on some training. Like, this is what happens.
They probably, though, it's probably too vulgar to even play for training. It was just beep, 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 beep. So when people act like this, we realize they're unhinged and we just cancel all their accounts.
Exactly.
No, you know what? It doesn't even... You know how many times a day they hear that on the Xfinity call center?
I'm sure.
You didn't even make the top 100.
I'm sure I'm not even worse than some of the people that call.
No, I can imagine.
I never threatened anybody. I never, like, you know, wished anything bad upon them.
What call center do you think is the worst type of call center to work in? Because I worked in a bank call center back before there was automated systems. So, you know, when you called the system, you got a person, and it was us normally. And those people always thought, or at least it came across, because they were normally calling because they had overdraft fees. That was like every other call was an overdraft fee. Most people acted like I had their overdraft fee in my pocket.
You were taking it.
Like I got the cut. Like if I talked you down, I got to keep the money. Like they were so angry at me. And there were times I was like, I can't.
Yeah, you look, okay, Mrs. Smith, you are 15 cents over, $40 charge. I caught it.
I'm not
10%.
Monitoring accounts.
Get 10% of that overdraft.
So the bank one was really bad.
I would say because people's money is important. I would probably say Comcast, because people on TV, man, they're watching a movie, want to watch your sports, want to watch.
Especially around a sporting event, like a major sporting event, if you have an outage, like a Super Bowl or something.
Yeah. I would say internet, because a lot of people have cut the cord
same
and streaming.
Well, it's
same,
normally the same company.
Same company.
Yeah.
I would say they're probably the highest.
That, on top of it, because a lot of people, when, you know, cable goes out at times, or it used to. It does, I don't have cable anymore, but, you know, there are times cable goes out or internet goes out.
Yeah.
They don't give you a refund.
No.
When the cable goes out, you don't get a prorated rate.
I was out for 16
month.
Hours. Yeah. I want that.
I want that free. Yeah. I want that credited to my account. You don't get that. So you feel like you're already losing when there's an issue.
Yes.
And you're not going to get any money back. So not only do you not get to watch or do what you want on the internet, but now in your mind, money, you're losing money. Like you're not getting your money's worth. Or, you know, you just all that you're getting ripped off.
Yep.
And that's the sense we get when we call those places. Like they're ripping us
off. You know what's the nicest? UGI, our gas company.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have gas in this house.
Yes.
But we have gas. We came home and we smelled gas in the basement.
Oh.
And like in my the den, like in the criminal.
Did you find out who dealt it?
It was Chase.
He smelt it?
Yeah. And so we called them and they sent a guy. They told us to vacate the house.
Well, they don't, I mean, that's,
they don't mess around.
Not with gas in the house,
but
no.
But it's just, I mean, but the guy was so, and I'm like, listen, I don't know, I don't really smell it. My wife does. She's a little sensitive.
Well,
so,
there was just a story, was it in Allentown? I think today a house
blew up
overnight or
it's
something.
It's scary, so.
You see that stuff, and
but the guy was,
you can't even think about it.
It was 9 o'clock at night, and the guy's like, listen, he's like, I have to apologize. I'm like, I'm sorry if you find nothing. He's like, well, no, I'd rather find nothing. I'm like,
100%.
I know, but I'd rather you find something. Yeah. He's like, listen, this is what we do. He's like, I work 7 days straight, 24 hours a day. This is what I do.
And
then
I'm
on call. And then, anyway, he everything, and nothing there, thank goodness. Everything was fine.
Yeah.
He's like, I smell it too. He's like, but it's probably something you cooked or something weird.
Yeah.
You know,
maybe a stove wasn't completely turned off. Yeah, just open some windows, air it out.
But he's all good. I said, I'm sorry for my wife. She's an idiot. You know, but no, I'm kidding. But, you know, but the nicest, easiest customer service thing I've ever. Because you say that, they're like, the cops came and the fire company came. And then this guy came.
100%.
And I was like, okay.
100%. They don't mess around. No. I mean, especially with the stuff that's been in the news as of late.
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned like when you want to find something, but you don't. That's how I felt about my back.
Yeah.
Like, I want them to find something to know what it was.
Yeah.
But I don't really want to have anything wrong with me. So.
But at least in your mind, it satisfies. Like, okay, we know what's wrong.
Because if not, it's going to take like 2 months before that's behind
and
me.
And when is it going to happen again?
I feel like
same thing.
I'm on the winning game. One other quick place that you're going to think I'm just saying this because you know how I feel about this place that has great customer service. I will tell you, you call the Phillies ticket office.
Yeah.
I'm shocked at how good those guys
are. Remember when you forgot our tickets.
I was going to say, that's the prime example that I use. I'll give you another example too, but we were driving down and I grabbed the wrong tickets. That was when the station still did paper tickets and I had the station tickets that night. We were going down to the game and I grabbed the wrong tickets at my desk, so I just did not have them.
Yeah,
and I didn't know what to do. Do we turn around? Do we give up? And I said, you know what? Before we do anything, keep driving because my dad was driving. Let me call the ticket office and see what we can do because I also tried to email my contact there. Unfortunately, he wasn't getting back to us. But I called the ticket office. I explained it to them. I knew exactly where the seats were.
Yeah.
I told them where the seats were. They said, who owns the seats? I said, the radio station seats. I work at the station, blah, blah, blah. And within 5 minutes, he did some things in the background. I heard him talk to some people. And then all of a sudden, he goes, okay, we're going to send you the tickets to your phone. So they sent me a text to my phone within 5 minutes that we could continue to go down there and enjoy the game. Yeah, it could not have been easier. And they've done stuff like that the other night when I had to, Julie Lane wanted to go to the game.
Yeah.
So we couldn't sit in my seats because I only have two.
Yeah.
So I said, I'd like to move and add a seat so we can bring my daughter down to the game. Oh, that's no problem. Let me move you around. Let me find a place where you can sit three people in the same area.
Yeah.
So you're kind of in your same section. And they did it within a couple minutes, charged me for her ticket, and that was it. There was no fee to move. Like, they're super friendly, super easy to work with. And even during the playoffs when they are getting annihilated, everyone you talk to down there is really, really
good.
Nice. So that you want to give, because you know you hear so many complaints when those places don't do well.
Yeah,
I always tell them you guys are great because they are super, super.
You hear
helpful.
The negative, you never hear the positive.
You never hear the positive. So being stuck on phone, it can be super, 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 super frustrating. I think it's more now you can't get a person though.
Yeah,
I would reword that you can't get a person. Here's one that really always gets Julie and I: the people who have such a nice car. And maybe it's because we don't have nice cars anymore. Your guy's got new cars, but even I wouldn't see you doing this, taking up two spaces up in the front of the parking lot.
Listen, I park in the back.
Yeah, if that's what you want, you want your own little area, you got to park away from everybody else.
And it was funny because Stacy is like, I'd rather park in the back and not deal with it. And that's me because that's my choice. I want to walk.
Get a couple extra steps.
Yeah, but I would never take two spaces. That is the most asinine, ignorant,
selfish,
privileged behavior.
Nothing says my stuff is more important than your stuff than taking up two parking spaces. And unless we saw this once, you know, like you go back behind a store and, you know, there's probably space off on the side, but they don't want people parking there. So they put the fire lane, like the white stripes.
Yes.
We saw like a fancy, I don't know, BMW something something, parked in one of those spaces, like diagonal out in the corner. That's how important that car was. It couldn't even be in a space. It had to be off in the fire, which isn't the fire lane, but it's like a cordoned off area where they don't, because they want people to be able to like get around there, like trucks and stuff.
Exactly.
Make deliveries out back there. And he was parked right there. So if any truck needed to make a wide turn around that corner, they were not going to be able to make
Parking lot stuff, even like, I don't know if this is on the list too, but like putting a shopping cart away.
No, but I'm right there with you. Would you leave a shopping cart in a parking space?
I hate it.
Yep. Because they put, if you were old or decrepit or you had no ability to get to one of the corrals, they only used to have a few corrals in the parking lots. Nowadays, there's a corral
everywhere.
Every row. Have you walked more than 50 feet to put a shopping cart back?
Never.
In 2024?
And by the way, if you can walk the store with a cart, you can walk the cart back to the corral.
100%.
I mean,
aggravating.
So that is so annoying to me.
It's not on the list, shockingly. But
I'm surprised.
It's more bad
behavior.
Bad parking lot behavior.
It is.
Yeah. Bad parking lot behavior. Being told there's an incorrect password when you think you typed it in.
Oh,
right.
That's the worst.
Yeah, but chances are it's you.
Yeah. It's a user error.
Here's one that gets me. It just says slow walkers. Now, I'm not a fast walker.
I'm a fast walker.
I'm going to say that I have a specific time when a walker gets me. If you ever see somebody rushing to an intersection to cross, right? And then as soon as their feet hit the street, they slow down to slower than they've ever walked before in their lives. I don't know what that is. I don't know if you just are, if it's just a feeling of power that I can stop traffic. I don't understand why people do that. I will either walk the same speed or I will literally scamper.
Yeah.
Like, it's the only time I can use that word. I will scamper across a roadway.
I always say, it's okay, take your time. Take your time, honey. I got nowhere to be.
Nobody wants to hear what you're saying today, so keep yelling into the microphone.
Take your time.
Everything you're saying, I keep having to bring you down, and then you've yelled like 5 times.
So angry today.
I know. Take a deep breath, buddy. Okay, all people are going to hear is distorted Robbie noises. So
I'm yelling at these idiots.
That aren't here. That don't even.
But I can picture them.
Fictional idiots.
Every day.
Yeah.
Guess what? You know, every day, when I walk to pick up Chase.
Thank God you don't have to go to an office every day. Just thank God you don't have to commute.
Oh, there'd be bomb scares there'd be people coming to get me and I'd be threatening everybody.
Do you know how people will say that if you're not good like with indoors, you're not housebroken?
Yeah.
Like you're not housebroken for the world.
No. No.
You should not be out and about on a daily basis. When you go out, it needs to be a special occasion.
Oh, no, I yell at people every day.
I go days. Weeks, months without yelling at any one single person who isn't my kid.
I just yelled at somebody in the Fleetwood Borough's office today.
Yeah, in the Borough's office?
Yeah.
For what?
Because I'm trying to get a pool, and they dictate what I need. I have to get a permit.
I'm so glad I don't have
to build a pool.
There's no.
And I literally.
When you say build a pool, you just mean put a pool up.
Yeah, I don't mean. I'm not doing it. Yeah. I hired a construction company to come in. And when you're holding 18, I know we're getting off topic, but 18,000 gallons of water, I shouldn't be tasked with that. I think it should be done by a professional.
Bring the 18,000 gallons in?
I mean, we'll just build the vessel.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
That's holding the 18,000 gallons of water.
I didn't want you taking, I thought you were going to take like a 5-gallon bucket back and forth from a lake to fill up.
No. There's one. 18,000 times.
Well, 5 gallons.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
I'll do the math.
Yeah, please do. Yeah.
18,000.
5,000 times? 5,000.
3,600 times. You could do that.
Whatever. Yeah. But
you'd be down to 34-inch pants after that's over.
Yeah. And I hired an electrician because they got to
run electric.
And they got to ground it. And
you want to feel like less of a man?
Yeah.
My dad did all that when he built our pool.
Well,
I couldn't do it either.
No. Well, I don't know.
I don't want to do it.
I don't want to do it.
Because I'll die.
I can put a light in, but I got to ground it to the, like,
yeah.
It's.
And by the way, it's next to water.
Yeah.
And your kids are going to be in that pool.
And me.
I was trying to make you.
No, me.
Person.
I don't want to, like, get electrocuted. You know what I mean? And guest.
Let me tell you where I will never be in your GD pool.
Well, I have an electrician doing it.
I don't care. I don't care. When have you ever heard me talk about swimming?
That's true. Not a water person.
No, because then you gotta normally take your shirt off. I'm not into that.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Anyway, I might not have pants on. Another reason not to go to my pool.
Well, that's how you ground it.
Yeah. But I'm yelling at this guy, and he's like, "Well, I need
Seymour Wiener.
I need this, and I need that.
Will
and
he
I
be
need
in your
this.
Pool? Will Seymour Wiener be
yes,
your
he
pool?
He will be. Yes.
Everybody who comes to Robbie's pool is Seymour Wiener.
Because they will be.
Seymour Wiener returns.
But I yelled the Borough guy because it's a nightmare that I need to jump all through these hoops. I'm like,
it's frustrating.
And
I
finally said to the guy, like, listen, is this your house or is it my house? Like, I understand I hired a professional, but when you're now dictating and need this and this, I'm like, I think you're just making S up now.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it feels like they're making up forms.
Yeah.
Like, did you fill out the 38CX24?
Yeah, all these. Yeah. All, and he's like, oh, but I need this now. And I need this now. I'm like, what? Anyway, I lost it.
I don't blame you. It's frustrating, buddy.
I go, $300 I'm paying for you to put a stamp on it. I said, put the stamp on it.
So for the permit.
Yeah. Put the stamp on it.
Probably didn't work.
No, it didn't.
No. I'm going to guess as far as if you're looking for a favor, that would have been
When I become the official mayor, you're stepping into my office because you're effing fired.
What? Is this going to be like Donald Trump says that the reason he ran for president is because Barack Obama made fun of him at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Yes. Is this the reason you're going to run for mayor?
Yes. It was just satire and bits. Now it's legit because this bald-headed...
Did I put this into your brain?
Oh, yeah.
Am I going to be like Seth Meyers? Because Seth Meyers also gets blamed for it, too, for being part of making fun. Am I going to get blamed?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Who knew that I could have the same effect on Fleetwood?
Hey, you know what? This is the first path to presidency.
This is why I don't go to Fleetwood.
Listen.
Now we're going to have to get a new tax guy.
Listen.
That's the only reason we go to Fleetwood is to get the tax guy.
He's fired, too.
Just kick him out. Just send him out of the town. That way I can go. You can't fire the tax guy.
I'll fire whoever I want.
All right. Also on this list.
I'm going to kill my political enemies.
Now, this one right here, right? This is one that is touchy because it can only happen normally inside your home.
Oh.
And it only happens with people who you normally have a knowledge of and you spend a lot of time with, so it can cause a lot of tension.
Oh.
Using up all the toilet paper and leaving the empty roll on the holder instead of replacing it.
That's rough.
There is no more. What is a more inconsiderate maneuver? Taking up two parking spaces in the second row of a supermarket, like right next to where you got the handicap, you got the expected mother, and then someone's right there in the two spaces.
Yeah.
Or leaving no toilet paper on the roll, none in the bathroom, and it's like the middle of the night.
That's rough.
What is more inconsiderate? Because at the store, you're screwing more people, but you don't love those people.
No, you're right.
So it's a tough question.
I mean, I can easily yell at my kids or people in the house.
Does it ever change anything?
No, that's true, because they're
dumb.
No. Feels better to yell at the public, too, than my kids. Yeah, but it's more satisfying.
But here's the issue. You may not ever know.
That's true.
You may not ever know. So you may not ever get that release.
Plus, my kids won't put me on YouTube. If I yell at someone in public, there's a good chance I'm going to go viral.
Yeah, look at this Karen.
Yeah.
It's a tough one, right? You want that pen?
Kind of lights up. I like that. I just realized it lights up.
Does it light up? Yeah. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I'm taking it.
Oh, you may have that.
No.
It's hard, right?
No, I think I'd rather.
I think it's more considerate to do it to your family.
Yeah, I do too.
Because I can go to another grocery store. That's the only toilet I have access to.
I can wiggle with my pants around my ankles and go get another toilet paper roll.
Yeah, but nobody. Here's why I'm saying it's the middle of the night, because nobody wants to do that.
That's true.
In the middle of the night.
Yeah,
you have to up the ante a little bit.
Yeah, I do like to yell at my kids though.
I know. Who doesn't though? To yell at their kids.
It gets nowhere. But.
No, it's kind of just yelling into the wind.
Yeah.
Not cleaning up after themselves in a shared space. You don't see that as much. I don't see that as much anymore now. I will tell you though, at the old station with some of the old coworkers, there were dishes in the sink that never seemed to ever get cleaned, and I never used them. I don't know who was using them, but they would pile up there.
I don't understand that.
I don't understand using real plates and silverware at the office. Now, to be honest, I go home for lunch, so maybe people who bring lunch, but I would bring either like plastic plates I would bring home. I would bring paper plates. I would never like use actual silverware and
even if you had
stuff.
A plate. Why would you keep it at your desk?
No, I'm talking about in the lunchroom.
Yeah, but why? But wouldn't you keep that in your? Oh, you mean like
it's in the sink? That's what I said. There'd be people not doing the dishes.
But wouldn't you want that plate back if it's yours too?
I know. Well, it's not. Here's the issue with places that sometimes have some of that stuff.
Oh, it's the buildings.
Yes.
Oh, so then they don't care.
No.
See, then you take it away.
Well, I'm fine with that.
But like a kid, you say okay.
But you would need a parent at that building.
Yeah, an office
prior.
Manager saying.
Yeah, but we don't have that. We didn't have that stuff back in the day.
I'm taking it.
Yeah, that's one of those things that as a work from home person, I totally used to be jealous of. Much better now, but I don't have to worry about sharing a space with people or sharing an office with someone that you don't want to share an office with.
Worst.
Yeah, it can be a problem. Really difficult, are you a robot security tests? When you sign into something and ask you if you're a robot, please pick all the boxes with bicycles.
Oh, and click the crossroad, the crosswalk.
Yep.
Oh, and then if you miss one, it makes you
do
it
again. Yep.
Ugh.
And you know what the great part of that is? You're trying to prove to a robot that you're not a robot.
Yeah, how about that?
How's that for
irony?
I
love when you miss the bus, too. Click all the buses and you miss a bus.
Or like one barely goes into the next box and you don't choose it because you don't know if it counts.
Oh, so I got 8 out of the 9 boxes. I'm still a robot.
A robot would only get 7.
Yeah.
Oh, everybody knows that.
God.
When a shopping handle bag breaks...
That's
the worst.
Yeah.
When people reveal spoilers for TV shows, that can be bad.
That don't bother me.
It depends on the show you're watching.
That's true.
Some shows it really does matter.
It's true.
And you want that. Like if someone would have ruined Avengers Endgame for you.
Yeah, that's true.
That would have. I mean, I've done it on the air accidentally too, and it's not great. This is along the same lines as leaving a toilet paper empty on the roll, someone putting an empty milk carton back in the fridge, or my favorite is a snack container back in the pantry.
Oh, that's empty?
Yes. Especially if it's right after we got back from the store and we didn't replace that there snack because we didn't know it was empty.
Sure.
Because we didn't get the memo.
Oh.
Now you got to wait another 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Everything all right?
Yeah.
All right. Sure?
Yep. Good.
Okay. But yeah, that's the worst. That's the worst.
Wow. Right,
so there you go. There are some of the top 30 everyday irritations. One more quick thing I run to one by you. As a home worker, a survey was just taken, and they actually were asking people stuff about hotels. And within the questions they asked, they kind of found some interesting answers and got some other data that maybe they weren't actually looking for. They found that there is a good portion of remote workers who go on vacation and don't tell their bosses and just continue to work while they're on vacation. And they're getting their work done. Nobody's the wiser, but they did admit to that on this survey. And I think it's a very interesting tidbit just because I'd wonder what those companies think of that. But I don't think they have a leg to stand on because if you're getting your work done, and your job is to work remotely. You're not supposed to be in your house. You're not supposed to be. As long as you are working 8 hours, what does it matter if you're working in your study, in your living room, in your bathroom, or by a pool at a hotel?
Yeah, it shouldn't. It shouldn't because you don't.
I had just never given it much thought before.
Yeah, I mean, technically, in my contract, I have to have a space designated for work in my home.
But you have that.
But I have it.
That wouldn't change that.
No, but I don't...
Always sit there.
Sit there. I don't. I just, actually the past, 3 months, I've been sitting in my desk, my dining room table. I don't know why. It was really cold downstairs in my office, and it just was too cold.
Yeah.
So I was sitting upstairs, but now today was the first day because I had this webinar, and I actually was
downstairs. For stuff like that, I totally get it. But if you're going to go, what if you were visiting, let's say, Stacey's family does live out of state.
Yeah.
What if you were just going to visit her family? Why would you take vacation days if you're going to be in the house for 8 hours a day? What does it matter?
I've done that. I told my boss, I said, hey, I'm working, but I'm working from here.
Yeah.
And they don't care.
See, I think most people would say that.
Yeah.
But if you don't, I don't think that's anything.
It really.
I don't think you're doing anything wrong.
Because how would you know?
Well, also, it's not even about that. It's about, are you going to get your work done?
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I mean. Like, if it doesn't affect my job, you don't need to know, and then it gets done. Yeah. I mean,
it's just an interesting bit of information that came out of a survey that wasn't asking that question.
Well, I even thought about, too, when we go to this beach house, it's a house,
mm-hmm.
and there's plenty of room, and I'm like, do I work?
Or at least a couple days?
Yeah. And I'll take all the vacation time. Now, I'm taking off, but, you know, but, like, it's kind of like one of those things. It's like, I could kind of get away with it because, or, if, you know, also it's kind of twofold. I don't want to go to the beach today.
Yeah.
I got to work.
I got to work. Work Tuesday, Wednesday.
I'll see you guys when you get home.
Only use 3 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not the end of the world.
You know.
Not the dumbest thing in the world.
No. Yeah.
Vacation, now you have a lot. I don't have as much as I used to because of the new company.
Yeah.
But vacation is, to me, it's the second thing I want a good amount of next to whatever I'm getting paid.
Yeah.
Like, if I can't negotiate a pay raise and I'm looking for something, that's going to be my target, is try to get some more vacation time. Because to me, that time is so precious.
Yeah.
Because you don't get that much of it.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's.
And there's usually a lid on what you can get. So
that's true.
I don't know. It's just, it's very interesting to me. And if you can save it, what I'm saying is, if you can save it, why not? For me, it'd be tough.
The remote employee has really changed the workforce.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's because the pandemic just accelerated.
I've been doing it for 11 years. Yeah. Well, it was happening, but it
accelerated.
Yeah, it really jumped up. And because all these people are like, I don't know how you do it, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I get used to it. Now I'm trying to go back. It's an adjustment. Working from home, because you have all your stuff, like, and all your food,
all your distractions,
and all your fun stuff.
The food, see, the fun stuff wouldn't bother me. Yeah. I could avoid the fun stuff. The food would be like, I feel like I would have a real issue with eating.
It's hard
if I was at home,
because you just eat whenever you want.
Yeah,
I mean, because, like, when you go to the office, you have what you bring.
Yep.
Or you have what's there. Yeah. I have all my food.
Also, you're with other people, and I don't know about you, but I don't want to be eating in front of other people 24/7.
True.
So it kind of keeps you from eating when you're with other people. Keeps you in line.
And by the way, I mean, I gained a majority of my weight when I started working from home. Because you just, I want to snack all day. Because what's stopping me from snacking all day?
I gained a majority of my weight in ninth grade. All right. One more quick thing here before we get to our drinks and our snacks. This is very interesting. Gambling, obviously, more and more prevalent as the days go by. It doesn't bother us at all.
Yeah.
Sports books, as long as you can handle it, do your thing. This, I think, might be a bridge too far. You're familiar with Dave & Buster's, right?
Yeah.
So Dave & Buster's has an app, like all the places do now. And what they're going to allow you to do on their, what they call, skill games, like hot shot basketball and skee ball, you're going to be able to use that app to make real money wagers between friends who you friend on that Dave & Buster's app. So if you're with me and you, we're at Dave & Buster's and we download the app, we can bet real money on a Papa Shot or on skee ball or on a couple of the other games, which I think would be fun, but people could do on Venmo or whatever just with cash, God forbid.
Here's $5.
Because my brain always goes to what could go wrong.
Yeah.
Let's say you're a guy there with your family, and you're watching your kid throw a skee ball, and right next to the skee ball is the pop shot, and it's open. And there's another guy standing next to you, and he's watching his kid play skee ball. What if you and this rando decide, hey, why don't we play some pop shot? Yeah, just blah, 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 blah. Now you start getting competitive.
Yeah.
You start making a
temper.
Bet. Now you got people getting upset. Oh, you cheated. You were over the line. Like, to me, it's fine with friends. I think friends will be fine, because friends, if they're going to fight, they're going to fight.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you start having, like, randos who are just there at Dave & Buster's, which, by the way, serves beer and alcohol, and you're drinking on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
And you start betting on skee ball.
Yeah.
And someone starts throwing those skee balls around. Like, you basically have a weapon right there. There's nothing that keeps them tied to that lane.
Sure.
I don't know why my brain does that, but it automatically goes to what could go wrong. And I'm surprised that they actually want to take that risk on.
I think that's a huge liability.
Yeah, that's the same thing
I thought. Huge liability.
Same thing I thought.
Why
would you want to get into that?
What is the point?
Yes.
Right? What is the point of it?
I just don't understand.
I mean, they're going to make money.
But I don't think they're taking a cut.
They're not taking a cut?
The article I read does not say anything.
Then what's the point?
About there being a house.
That's
what I mean. Why would? I mean, there might be. But even if you're getting
what's the
10%.
I could just say to you, hey, I bet you $10 I'm going to beat you at skee ball. Here's $10.
Yeah. It just, I don't know. To me, if I'm the manager of Dave & Buster's, this is the worst news that I've gotten.
Did you see the thing, though, at, like, the Works is doing? You can actually play their games on an app.
Yeah?
Like, so you can actually log into, like, the coin drop game and play, and you get tickets and stuff. And It's very weird to me.
Yeah, well, you know what it is? It's
gambling.
You have gambling on your phone.
Yeah.
On the sports books. This is just kids' version of it.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
You know, whatever.
All right, let's get to our drinks and our snacks here on this episode of the 222 podcast. Hey, folks, make sure you're listening to Mornings with Mike next week. Every day next week, Monday through Friday, we're going to have your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Jay Leno at the Santander Performing Arts Center on Friday, May 17th. And one of those days, we're going to give away two pairs of tickets. I won't tell you which day, but it's going to be either Monday through Thursday, not Friday. Friday, we'll give away the final pair. That's six total. All of those winners then go into a hat. And one of those winners is going to get upgraded to a meet and greet with Jay Leno. So... lots of prizes to give away next week on Mornings with Mike with some Jay Leno trivia.
Am I eligible to win any
of this? If you can answer the trivia questions, it would be a little suspect, but I promise, look, I'm not giving you any trivia answers.
No, we wouldn't cheat. No, I would love to.
You'd want to, but I wouldn't.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't, because freaking choir boy.
All right.
Leno to me is okay. I mean, he wasn't my cup of tea, you know.
Let me see if I had to rank him. Hold on.
He'd be down there.
Him or Fallon?
Oh.
Who do I like less?
Shut up.
All right, let's get to our drinks and our snacks. What do you got for us there, Sour Boy?
So I went to Mary's Six Pack and More in Heaster's Lane.
Mm-hmm.
That place is wild, man.
It's too much for me.
I got to spend an hour in there. I spent like 15 minutes. But I did find a bunch of sours, six of them actually. I don't really know if this is a sour. It was with the sours. The guy said it was. I can't find, and maybe I'm wrong, but this is called, it's from Dogfish Head.
Always good.
Mandarin and Mango Crush.
Messy?
Yes.
Okay.
I couldn't find anything. Maybe I'm just completely missing it, but I couldn't find what, now I could have used Untappd, I guess. I didn't even think of that till just now.
But it should say somewhere on the can what style beer it is.
And he said it was a sour, and it was with the sour. So,
well, I guess he would know, but you're right. It is odd. All it says is an ale.
Yeah.
So... Yeah.
And I mean, they say sour ale.
Normally.
I mean, you know, so
normally.
It's not. So I don't know. But
they're
anyway,
being very coy.
But this, it looks cans cool. I like Dogfish Head. Toured this brewery. It's very cool.
I have not gotten the chance to tour it, but I was at their brew pub in Rehoboth.
Okay. Yes. And that's where it's really close.
Isn't it in Dewey?
It's in Dewey, yeah. But it's a really cool. It's very
very orangey. So it's got ale brewed with mandarin orange, mango, and natural flavors added. So it is a little hazy. Yes.
We did talk about doing the sour thing, so trying a bunch of sours for the summer. It's nice weather.
It smells nice and citrusy.
And very juicy.
Yeah, that's what it smells like.
That's a sour.
Yeah. It's very much a...
I think it's a gateway sour.
It's very understated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like you want more. More sour flavor.
It's good, though.
It's not bad, and it would be very tasty in a warm day.
It's a good flavor.
Yeah, very good in orange. My only two complaints, I would want a little more sour,
yes.
And I would like a little more carbonation.
I agree. It's a little less carbonated.
I don't know why it's a little flattish.
Yeah, but anyway, that's good.
Tasty, though.
Yeah.
Very tasty. That's a good first sour out of
you. By the way.
Yes, dear.
Two coconut sours.
Oh, God. Why?
I didn't get them. I didn't get them for you.
You know what? Because I've been through enough.
You kind of have.
Thank you.
I put you through the ringer. So there were two.
No, I just mean physically.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, and life.
Yeah.
I mean, life, you know, I think I'm not done beating up on you.
No. Well, that never stops.
But anyway, Lay's new flavor, sweet and spicy honey.
Lay's.
I know.
Oh, Lay's.
But I do like sweet and spicy honey.
I know.
That's my Jones.
I just had a couple of the Hers Kettle Cook. That's enough. Sweet and honey, whatever they are, spicy guys. So they're always very tasty.
Oh,
that's very.
The chip doesn't seem as thin as a Lay's. Am I crazy?
I think you're being nice because the flavor is good.
Yeah,
I will say this: it actually has flavor,
and it
tastes like something unique. I've not had this flavor on a Lay's chip before.
It's good. Yeah. I like it. I love the flavor. I hate the chip. I hate the chip. I mean, I shouldn't say it. It's average.
I just would not choose it if it was on.
No, if you put this on a kettle cooked, I think you got a 5.
100%. All right. Let's go ahead and we'll do this popcorn right away. I've been eating a lot of Skinny Pop.
Yeah, man.
And this is their sea salt and pepper. I've never seen this flavor before. I don't really love salted, I mean, flavored popcorn. I kind of like just like salted popcorn. I don't like flavored stuff, but I do like pepper.
Yeah.
So I love sea salt and pepper chips. I'm hoping this has the same sort of flavoring.
Yeah.
It actually does have a bit of a pepper kick.
I get more pepper than salt,
which I'm okay with. That's actually pretty good.
That's good. I would like a little more salt. I'm not going to lie. A little more salt. I like the pepper, though. It's actually peppery.
Yeah.
Actual black pepper.
Absolutely. That's quite tasty. All right. For my drink, from the folks at Funk, I have the Iron Menace American Lager, Robbie. Iron Menace American Lager made for the new Iron Menace dive coaster up at Dorney Park.
Nice and clear,
nice
crisp.
Nice and clear, crisp, absolutely.
Cheers,
cheers, my friend.
Oh, that's nice.
Right? Very drinkable and very flavorful as well.
Crisp, clean, great summertime. And are they actually serving, I mean, serving this at Dorney?
100%.
Wow.
Yep. That along with Citrus, which is their one of their more famous IPAs. This is only 4.5% alcohol, too.
Oh, you could drink this all day.
Very good. And it's just very refreshing. Like, I could see drinking this at a theme park on a hot day.
Mm-hmm.
That would be very refreshing.
Get some fries.
Absolutely.
Corn dog.
Ooh. I'm not a big corn dog guy.
No? There's a Korean corn dog place opened up in West Reading, Penn Avenue. I'm looking forward to that.
That's all they make?
Well, no, it's Korean corn dog. It's like very Asian. But that's a big thing now, Korean corn dogs.
So okay,
like,
I've never.
It's actually not even a corn dog. It's actually it's filled with cheese. And there's no hot dog in it. And it has like potatoes on the outside. Have you seen this?
So it's not a corn dog at all.
They call it corn dog, but no, there's like some of the ramen on the outside, like deep fried ramen. It's crazy. I'm telling you, look up a Korean corn dog.
Well, is that the only thing they make?
No, they have other things they're going to have at the restaurant too, but that's like their main.
Oh, that's the main dish?
Mm-hmm.
That's the that's the milkshake that's bringing all the boys to the yard?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Korean
corn dog.
Is this going to come up?
No.
Something sexual?
No.
Okay.
No.
Robbie.
No.
You realize it's hard to believe you.
I know.
Okay. Korean corn dog. No, I'm just kidding.
There's a dude. No. And there's Robbie.
What the hell is that?
All different kinds. They want like Cheetos on the. I mean, I'm telling you, it's just crazy stuff. It's awesome.
So there's no actual corn dog in
there.
Some of
there are, but some there aren't.
Okay, I'm going to have to do some research on this.
I actually had one. They had diced potatoes, almost like breakfast potatoes, and then a corn dog, and it's all a block of cheese dipped in corn dog batter, and they put these like French fries, almost like.
Are they not allowed to have hot dogs in Korea?
I don't know.
I'm serious.
I don't know. And then, I put it in the air fryer. It was delicious. It was so good.
Everything is delicious. In the air fryer.
So good. Anyway, but yeah, Korean corn dog place. Coming to West Reading.
There you go. Let's go through our ratings here. Let's start with your sweet and spicy honey Lay's chips.
I swear to God, if they weren't a kettle cooked, it'd be a 5 for me because I love this flavor. I think this is the best flavored honey and spice combo that I've had.
I like
on
the hers.
A chip.
I like the hers.
I like this one better. It's a little more sweet. I think that's why I like it.
That one has a little bit more spice. Yeah.
I'm going to go 4.
You know, here's what I will say. It is the best seasoning I've had on a Lay's chip in quite some time.
Yeah.
In years, probably.
Every chip is seasoned well.
Yeah, I'll give it a 3.5.
Yeah.
I think the plain Lay's to me is like a 2.5.
Yeah.
So this seasoning is good enough that it's bouncing this up a whole point.
Really
I'll
good.
Give it a 3.5. How about your sour from Dogfish Head? The Mandarin and Mango Crush Ale brewed with mandarin orange, mango, and natural flavors.
I'm going to go 3.5. I think this could be a 4, 4.5 if it was more sour and more carbonation.
Especially more carbonation.
Yeah, 3, 3.5. The flavor is really there.
Yeah.
I just want a little more kick of a sour.
Yep.
To me, when I have a sour, I want it. There's no doubt.
It's a sour.
It's a sour.
Yeah.
3.5.
I'll give it a 3 as well. It's very, very good, very drinkable.
Yeah.
I'm not good if I open that can at a party, I would not pour it away. Yeah. I would finish it no problem.
Very good.
Very, very tasty. Up next, let's go to my Skinny Pop popcorn, sea salt, and pepper.
Dan, that's good, too. I want more salt. The pepper flavor, though, is like very, it takes precedent. I'm going to go 3.5.
Yeah, I like it a lot. I'm going to go 3.5 as well.
Yeah, I would eat that whole bag.
100%. I wouldn't want to have that every time.
No.
I had Skinny Pop or popcorn, but on occasion, 100%. That's very, very good. And then finally, the Funk Iron Menace American Lager.
I'm going to tell you what. That's a 4.5. I mean, really, I really can't come up with much that I have to go to Dorney Park to drink it.
I think it is distributed. So
Keep an eye out. I mean, if... It's really, there's nothing wrong with it. It's perfect. It's crisp. It's clean. It has a great flavor. It's not boring.
Yeah.
I have no negatives.
Yeah, it's really 4.5. I agree. It's really quite good. I will give it a 4. I think a lager 4 might be as high as I go, but it's very tasty. Very, very easy to drink.
Impressive.
Crisp. I've had it 3 times now because I had it at the park on the media day, and then we had the good folks in from Funk on studio, and I wanted you to try it, so that's why I brought it here to the show. And it's still just as good, just as refreshing.
I just went in for more Dogfish Head of this mango and mandarin. The funny thing, it smells, this beer, I think, the smell makes it taste better. When I take that on the nose at first inhale.
That's how I feel about all those IPAs you hate.
Yeah, I hate that.
Welcome to my world now.
It's good stuff.
All right, one more quick thing here. Did you know that I have something in common with Jason Kelce?
I find that hard to believe.
Not the Eagles thing.
Oh, okay.
This is a physical trait that I have in common.
A physical trait. I find that harder to believe. If you say your toes, I'm leaving.
No, it's not the toes.
Thank God.
Here is what I have. He was talking to his brother Travis on the New Heights podcast, and they were talking about how their butt size affects football performance. And one of the things that Jason spoke about was how his wife says he has no ass, and he has a flat ass.
I do, too.
So do I.
Yeah.
So look at that. The three of us, all peas in a flat ass pod.
Wow. I have the flattest ass, too. It's disgusting.
There's no way. There's you and I. But here, we can't be our own judges, Robbie. What are you and I going to do?
I know. Where's Julie?
Here's what we need to do.
Yeah, we need an ass off.
We'll figure out how we're gonna have a flat ass off.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're gonna put pictures up. Who has the flattest ass?
You know the weird thing is, like, I got weight on you, and I still got flat ass.
Yeah, but the ass doesn't necessarily.
Yeah, but you know, like, it's weird. Like, do you think you gain weight? You gain weight in your ass? Nope.
Not necessarily.
Not me, man.
Some people gain weight in different areas. Like, I gained weight all over.
I'm in the front.
Like, I just got big.
I'm right.
Yeah, but
here.
even that, you're not. Some people just get the round belly.
Yeah, I mean, look at my legs, though. I got little chicken legs.
Wait, these are chicken legs, Robbie.
That's true.
These are chicken legs.
Yeah, you got chicken legs.
But the thing is, like, some people, like, you older men sometimes
just
get that belly.
Yeah, that.
Like, how does that even work?
I don't know. Like, even, like. And,
how do you train your fat to
cook? And my buddy Joe, too.
Yes! Oh my gosh, it's all. Yeah,
he's all gut.
How does that happen?
He's a skinny dude, except, like, you would look from behind, you would say, like,
never
140
he's
pounds.
Regular. No, well, 170 regular sized guy.
Turns
he
around.
Still has wide shoulders.
Yeah, turns around. Whoa!
It's so weird the way.
A 6 month old in there.
Meanwhile, I got like back fat.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm 155 pounds and still have back fat.
It's weird, man.
It's just not right. It's not right. The human body is a weird thing. Well, at this point last week, I was in an ambulance.
Yeah.
So
there you go. Listen to. And the hair thing.
Oh, that's
listen.
That's a whole
Stacy
different.
Stacy was nice enough. My wife is great, and your wife is great. We're great wives, and she actually was pulling my ear hair with her tweezers because
that's not great. She's a psychopath.
But she does because it
but it's the same thing. Julie likes to pick like
pimples.
Like sunburn when it peels.
Oh, the skin
and scabs and stuff. If I have a scab on my head, even if we're like in our romantic time, and I like cut myself, like when I was shaving on my head, and she's like touching my head or something, like while we're like doing our stuff, like kissing and stuff, I'll feel her picking the back of my head.
That's
she's
weird.
She's picking the scab.
Well, that's because she watches that murder. That's why our wife watches those murder shows.
She has a taste for blood.
Yeah,
yeah.
But here's the thing: hair grew back in a day.
What? Didn't grow back in a day.
It felt like a day, man. It's there. It's insane.
If it grew back in a day, you need to be studied by... No, I stand by it. Yeah, you should be studied
I should be studied by scientists. NASA or something.
Yeah,
awful.
Yeah, NASA. Yeah.
I don't know. It's the first agency that came
to
my
NASA,
head.
Yeah. The same agency we take the aliens to should study Robbie Leslie.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm, I, look, Am I arguing with you?
No.
I think I'm agreeing with
Remember
you.
Remember that hair you had that was like 9 feet long coming out of, where was that coming out of? Your nose or your chest or somewhere?
Somewhere.
That curly Q thing?
What was wrong with people?
I'm telling you, we're
disgusting. Why would they not tell me that?
Well, well.
Well, we're going to the Dominican this summer, and I asked Julie if she would nair me. She said no.
I'll nair you. do it.
Didn't you just nair?
Yes, I nair all the time.
Robbie said, Julie said, I think you told me this because I argued with you the other night based on what I think you said. So tell me if I'm correct. I think you told me that they got rid of that awful smell.
Yeah, it's not bad. The men's nair is not bad.
Because it used to have a really bad, funky, medicine-y, heavy smell.
It doesn't smell like great, but it's better than it used to.
All right.
You have to buy it. I'll bring it.
You have nair?
I do. Nair for men.
I don't know if I want your leftover nair.
No, but it's in the bottle. It's not like I recycle it. It's not like I use it.
Could you recycle nair?
No, that's disgusting. There's hair in it. Of course not. I'm telling you, we're nairing you. It doesn't have to be a radio gig.
You
want to
nair me on the show?
I'm nairing you.
I'll let you nair me on the show.
I would love to.
All right. And we'll figure out a way. Maybe what we'll do is, how would you like to do this picture? What would you like to wear when we take a picture of our flat butts? We'll have our wives do it.
What I'd like to wear?
But what do you think? Should we wear regular pants? Should we wear gym shorts? What should
we
wear?
Oh, we're not going sans.
No, we're not going
bare ass.
No, we're not bare ass.
I'm bare ass. I'm fine with it.
No, we're not bare assing it.
Oh, you gotta wear something tight. I'm gonna wear like leggings.
Leggings?
I got like cold weather stuff that I wear under. Yeah, I'm gonna wear those like wrestling stuff.
I don't have leggings.
Hey, Amazon cheap, $7.
Okay. Well, we'll figure out how to do this. And we'll come up with some flat ass pictures to put up.
I'm fine with wife seeing my ass.
No, first of all, it's gotta be from the side, Robbie, and from the side. Okay.
Oh.
Okay. You can't tell how flat the ass is if I take a bite. I was trying
from the side. You're gonna see some Franks and beans.
All right. So do you see the issue now? You're with me now.
I understand.
Yes.
But
all right. Well,
I still don't care.
Well, I know you don't care, but the rest of the world does, and I'm going to guess so do my employers.
So it's not that your wife sees my junk.
I don't care who sees your junk. I don't want people tying your junk to my career.
That may help.